Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Happy New Year. We're bringing to you today the best of our episodes.
Mm-hmm. What has been your highlight of the year?
The highlight of me, oh my God, there's been so many. I would say getting married would be one of them.
Mm-hmm. I think getting married 100%.
Getting married 100%.
It's 2024.
It's 2024. This is going to be a great year.
I really can't wait for it. And what we decided to do is relive some of our favorite moments from the episodes throughout the entire year of 2023. So we're going to go and relive them and have a really fun time. And hopefully you enjoy it. And we're going to be back with brand new episodes, kicking off with an unbelievable episode in 2024 with some huge guests. I can't wait for it. Next year's podcast is, we have some amazingly huge plans for it. We want to go bigger, better than ever. And also we're obviously going on tour as well. So if you haven't got your tickets yet, there are still very few going. So go and grab them. Happy New Year, everybody. I hope you have the most amazing 2024.
Happy New Year, guys. We love you so much.
We love you so much. Thank you for always listening to us. All right. Here we go, Soph.
Here we go, guys.
Here are the best moments from newlyweds and nearlyweds, because we changed the name, obviously, of 2023. Fireworks. Your sister, my future sister-in-law's fiance, we left the club in Val d'Isère at 2 a.m. He decided to walk home. It was a blizzard. It was a blizzard in Val d'Isère, and he got lost on the way. He got lost in the blizzard on the way home.
It was actually really scary.
And at one point, he found some shelter. He found some shelter and went, oh, I'm going to have to sleep here.
And a fresh patch of snow. He was like, well, that'll be comfy.
He dug himself a hole in the snow and lay down and cried.
Guys, he got home at 6 a.m. or something.
He was standing in the middle of the road going, why?
No, he was, yeah.
Why? Because he couldn't find the chalet. It was really bad. Yeah, he could have died.
He fully said to my sister, I thought I was going to die.
He thought he was going to die. And then the way that I found out that he had a hard time was... I woke up to a message from your sister saying, hi, I had a missed call from Barry at 5 a.m. And I was like, what the hell? So I went into Barry's room and he was honestly shivering. No. He was like this. He was like, oh my God, there's a blizzard outside.
Oh, no one knows you because you've pronounced your name wrong for 38 years of your life.
That's not how old I am. I'm 34, so it's only since then.
Me and Melissa couldn't work it out. We were trying to work out like when we'd have babies and how old Toby would be compared to you. And I was like, I think Jamie will be like 48 by the time Toby has a baby. We were like, how the fucking old is he? Like, he would have changed his Wikipedia page.
I have not changed my Wikipedia
page. Botox. There's Stop. So many toxins in that forehead. You will never know. He's doubled up, guys. No, he's doubled up on Botox within a week.
No, I have not.
Yeah. Tell the story.
Sophie, I've not doubled up in anything.
When did you last have Botox? And I'll tell you how I know, because I recently got his diary shared with mine. So I've both of our diaries in my calendar. And I went to my Botox lady, Dr. Tatiana, and I was like, no, it's not my appointment. What's going on? Lo and behold, a blonde boy walks up the stairs. He has decided to go to my Botox lady and get Botox done.
I have no Botox done.
And then, boom, where were you today? Cheating on your Botox lady with Dr. Zamani.
No, you've got it so wrong. Firstly, Zamani came on the podcast and we spoke about something called, you know, it's like a facial thing that you do. I do that. I don't know what it is.
And did you get some more Botox?
I don't do Botox.
Did you get Botox done again?
I don't do Botox.
Raise those forehead. Raise that forehead forever.
There you go, like that. There you go. Exactly. It's absolutely fine. All right.
Have you ever caught Jamie masturbating?
Oh my god, I'd
back out of the no, heavens above.
Oh my god.
I've never no. Oh, that would be just awful, wouldn't it?
Don't even ask the question. That's just no.
I do remember once, you don't know this. This is gonna come. Walking in one morning at about 11:30, because you were asleep.
Yeah.
And it was really hot up there. Do you remember that really hot little flat?
Yeah.
And I expected to go up and find just you asleep and wake you up. And I picked my way through the sitting room over about 7 sleeping bodies of boys. Yeah. All your friends into the bedroom to wake you up. And there were you and Lucy, stark naked on the bed and looking rather beautiful, actually, I thought.
Well, that's quite sweet.
Yeah.
That's quite sweet.
And you looked rather sort of beautiful and so young.
That's a sweet story.
Mm.
Oh, that's lovely. I like that.
Yeah. So you may have had sex. I don't know. I didn't catch
it. It was just probably roasting hot in the room.
Were you truthful about your reason why you didn't invite Spencer to the wedding?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Right. I'm going to set the record straight. He didn't think Spencer would want to come.
That is not true.
You're just a lazy, lazy, lazy boy, and you're so disorganized and selfish in many ways.
That is not true.
Well, go on, spill the beans.
That was it. He was away and all those different things, and I was...
The lie detector said no.
Just ask the next question, go.
Do you genuinely think you'll cry at the Spanish wedding? Genuine tears?
Yes.
Truthful.
We struggle with all that Botox.
Let's talk about that first time when Sophie walked down the stairs at the villa and you saw her in the dress for the first time. What was that like?
Oh, you've nailed me there, Jack. I completely lost control of my emotions. I just tears kept flooding out. She looked so spectacularly stunning. I've never been so emotionally moved as that was that moment. And then on top of that, she gave me a handwritten note about, you know, her feelings for me as a father. So having been knocked sideways emotionally, I then got like a double punch to the chin. I was knocked out. I was gone, completely, utterly gone. She looked like a million dollars. She looked absolutely beautiful.
And to walk her down the aisle?
Beautiful. Proudest moment of my life so far. Proudest moment.
Girl DM'd me and said, did one of Jamie's stags just fart in the Wetherspoons? I was like, I woke up to that DM and I was like,
someone thought that we'd farted in the Wetherspoons and left it there.
You don't typically take a fart with you.
That happened on the ski slopes. We were racing. I was racing one of my friends down the mountain, looking at each other, you know, shisting. We went. I looked at him, and at the same time, we both went. We had skied through someone's shit. Do I look like Gordon Ramsay?
No, you really don't, because you have so much Botox and he's got so many wrinkles.
I have no Botox. That's unfair. I have no Botox.
But we did have a funny experience, didn't we?
We were coming out of another place the other night and I got called up, hey you, pointing at me. And they thought I was Gordon Ramsay.
But the funny thing is, Jamie went along with it. He was like, yeah, no worries. I'm Gordon Ramsay. Take a photo. All these girls were going, oh, we got a photo with Gordon Ramsay. And I was going, he's Jamie Lang. They're like, who?
I don't know why. I didn't say I was my real one. I went along with the fact that I was Gordon Ramsay.
Anything to be more famous.
It's not anything to be more famous. I didn't want to let them down.
I also wonder, like, they were so young. It's mad to me that they knew who Gordon Ramsay was, but not who you were.
This is a little message for your box. Sounds really funny. This is a little message.
Why is that funny?
Well, because a box is another name for a vagina.
A box is another name for a vagina.
I think it is, isn't it?
They're the most unboxy thing. They're like a triangle, if anything.
Well, I think you go, oh, your box.
I've never had a guy go, oh, can I have a look at your box? Nice box. I'd be like, what box? I don't have a box on me. Box. Sorry, that's not acceptable. They're so unboxy. There's not the four corners of them. They're...
I think that's what it's called. Like someone calls a vagina, I don't know, like a beaver. Doesn't look like a beaver.
Oh, you're wank.
That's what it is. It's
what
like,
do we call a boy a knob? Like a doorknob? Read what that girl's going to pop into my box. She's going to slip it into my box later.
You're on the beach in Marbella. And we get photographed.
My nipple was out.
On the beach.
She's a naughty, naughty girl. They come out with phones, so it's all right. But they've got that to over. Sorry, I need to. I am sorry. Margarita, Sambi, Lucy.
Sophie.
Cut that out.
Well, Sophie looked phenomenal in the photos.
I look like a man with a gut.
No, you didn't.
You look pretty bad.
I sent it straight to my trainer and I said, what the hell have you done to me?
I think you eat chips for lunch, maybe.
First comment that comes up, he looks like a pint of milk. What is it with men carrying women's handbags at the moment?
Yeah, it's really weird how you always try to do that. He always goes to me. I have like a clutch and he'd be like, should I carry it for you? I'm like, I'm not fucking... I mean, you can carry me a clutch.
Very unattractive couple.
Speak of who yourself, Karen.
These two look better fully clothed.
True.
All right, listen, that's enough of that.
You Daily Mail wankers.
Okay.
Did you reserve any time on the wedding day to have sex like your friend did?
We didn't.
No, we didn't.
We didn't.
No.
I think I was keen for it, and I think you were not keen for it.
I don't think you are at all.
I'm a red hot male over here. I'm a red hot alpha male.
No, stop. Okay, no, we didn't. I think you get carried away, and by the time you get home, you are so tired.
Yeah, but Sophie, when we were abroad, kept saying, ooh, Cuban air.
We weren't in Cuba. I don't know why I kept pointing it. I honestly just like.
But you did. You kept looking at me and going, Cuban air.
Well, no one knows what that's referring to. So moving on, next question.
There was no Cuban air action happening.
Next question.
All right.
Are we both in black?
Because we're mourning. We're mourning your personality because it's gone, baby. Sorry, I don't know why I said
My personality's gone. Guys, Jamie, we went on a wedding trip. I'm just going to start it off like this. We get back from a dinner, lovely dinner, gorgeous dinner. He's touching my leg. We're really in love. We're chatting away. We get in the door and he goes, packing your bag, can't deal with this. I was like, sorry? I literally was like, sorry, what have I done? He went, no one should be able to deal with your behaviour. I was like, sorry, what have I done? Yeah. What do you have to say for yourself?
And I looked at him and went, you're a bully.
Yeah.
You're a bully.
And he goes, Melissa thinks you are too, my best friend. I went, what?
And then he went to me, well, Melissa is dead to me.
Melissa, if you're listening, if you've ever called me a bully, you're dead to me.
A lot of backlash from having your little ring on your pinky finger, cheaty McCheaterson.
What are you talking about?
It's not very obvious that you're married, is it?
I think it is. We've done a podcast for a year. I think people know we're married.
Not if you went to, like, Asia.
When am I going to go to Asia?
Don't know. Maybe.
Wait, so you think the fact that I have my...
It's not very obvious.
It is obvious.
Why did you do it? You're not a royal.
No, because, honey, that's what the tradition is, actually, to have it underneath your signet ring.
Says who? Prince William?
No, that is the tradition.
Don't see any other husbands having it under their little finger.
Yeah, loads of them do.
No, they don't. The ones that cheat do.
Okay, I'm going to tell everyone. Guys... If anyone sees me in a bar, in a restaurant, in a club, I don't go to those things without you. I'm married, okay? So anyone who is thinking about flirting...
I'm just feeding back what the listeners want.
No listener wants that. Honey, would you like me to...
I really don't care. I actually think it looks quite nice. I didn't actually notice it, to be fair.
So you don't mind it?
I don't notice it.
This wedding flower gives you anxiety.
We now walk into the room and when we see each other, we go...
No. I don't, guys.
Yes, you do.
I actually said, can we please stop doing that? Like, there's been new rules placed in the household. No pooing with the door open.
Yeah,
no,
that's
farting
true.
Bear in mind, no pooing with the door open was only Jamie. It was never me. Let's just clarify that. But Jamie is not allowed to poo with the door open. He's not allowed to poo in any other room but his bathroom.
Mm.
Still breaking that rule.
The dog now shits in my bathroom as well.
Yeah, because he can smell it. You're just like a
walking
shit.
It's a she.
Ooh, I don't know. Potato, potato. No farting. That's like my biggest rule.
I know.
And my biggest ache. So all those three things. And don't kiss me in the morning till you brush your teeth.
Do you know what I have to
That's a new one that I just slipped on in there.
Okay, all right. Any more rules you want to give me?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is it?
should we just not get married? I've had loads of sugar daddies. I found out a new thing in my Instagram. Hidden messages.
Yeah, did you not know this?
No, and boy, do these old men like me. Hi, pretty. I would like to know more about you and see where it leads us to, because I'm actually seeking a sugar baby whom I can spoil and help financially weekly with no nudes or sexting included. Kindly get back to me if interested.
Justin doesn't want any nudes. He doesn't want any sex, but he just wants to pay you.
Yeah.
Well, accept the offer. Why don't
Wait, Justin. Send me a contract through. I am going to start Pilates 5 times a week and I am going to... Oh, I really, really, really want...
5 times a week you're going to do Pilates? You're going to be exhausted.
No, I'm not. Pilates. You used to do it all the time. Get with the program, bitch. I am going to be mindful and I am going to meditate and I'm going to learn how to meditate. So- I try. I've done it since January 1st. It is impossible. It is so boring. It doesn't work, but I'm going to persist.
So I came
what are yours?
I came down the stairs and there's a big note saying manifest on it. And they just said at the top, buy a house.
Second was, own a Range Rover.
You can't just
third
wish.
Was.
Just, third was what?
Don't drink alcohol. And that's
you
it.
Can't manifest. He's saying the first one, buy a house.
That's manifest. That's called a vision board. I'm okay. going to get a photo of the house I want and I'm going to stick it right next to it.
My wildest night out. On holiday. And the Irish guy comes up to me and says, do you want to sleep with me? I say to him, Jason, how old do you think I am? And he says, I think you're 40. And I said, Jason, how old are you? And he said, I'm 25. So I said, what do you want to do with me? And he said, I want to cover you with yogurt and lick it all off. And I was so excited by that. I said to him, I am not going to sleep with you, but I would kiss you. And he said, meet me down the kayaks. How exciting was that? So I've got a bottle of fizzy water and a fag in one hand and I'm trying to look like, and I go, oh, good God, Jason, here you are at the kayaks. I was a rather amazed that he was there.
He's 25. He fully ran there.
And then I get home and about 2 weeks later, there's a message on my mobile and it goes, hello, Penny, it's Jason. I'm in the Kensington Court Hotel in London. Come and see me. So I ring up George. I say, I'm going to go to London. I'm going to do it. This is it. Get in the car, drive to London, halfway up, because with no mobile service. Bing! And it goes, hi, Penny, it's Jason. Kensington Court Hotel is full, so I've gone back to Ireland. See ya. Missed it. Never got to sleep with Jason.
Lovely Patrick, who listens to the podcast. Didn't you get drunk and open his door once?
Mm,
what happened there?
There's a little bit more to it.
It's awful.
This is horrendous.
It's probably the worst. It's the worst. One of the worst stories I have on paper.
Des was so drunk.
I was quite drunk, but it was less to do with that. What I should say more is, I have been known here and there to sleepwalk. I literally just sleptwalked through the apartment, walked down the corridor, and 5 a.m. just opened his bedroom door. No clothes, nothing at all.
Watch the bedroom lights I just, on.
Boom, bedroom light on.
To your future father-in-law.
Stood there, thinks, not covering up, just butt naked. Yeah. Staring straight at him.
And he obviously woke up instantly. It wasn't like he stayed asleep, just stared. And we just had I just stood there for a moment or two. He said to you the next day, the most annoying part was then, it was like 5 a.m. and his light was on. He's like, I had to get out of bed and turn the light off.
Yeah, he's very just left the light on, the door wide open, and just turned around.
True story.
I'm Ollie Locke, and I know Sophie and Jamie through that small show called Main Chelsea. Well, yeah, I knew Jamie before because he fancied me in Portugal. He always said I was the cool one. Turns out he's probably the cool one.
And what was it like seeing Jamie marry Sophie instead of yourself?
It's difficult for him more than me, but it's nice to see him happy now. We certainly had some tears at some point. I saw Jamie look at me during the speech and really remember that I should have been there, really. But I'm pleased for him. Yeah, that certainly tears in some manner. Some of the speeches certainly got me wet.
Was there any moments today that stood out to you? Anything that you'll remember?
No, it's a shithole. It was heaven. I must admit, when you walked in, it was spectacular, I must admit. I mean, I got married in the Natural History Museum. It was pretty fucking amazing. But this is a close fourth or fifth. It was all right. I've enjoyed it in lots of ways. As a married man, I would say, well, don't do it, but that's fucking late, isn't it? I have absolutely no advice whatsoever. I'm shit at marriage. I need to shag more. If my husband was here right now, he'd be like, oh, yeah, because you don't give out as much. Like, I don't. I rarely give out. So when Sophie says no, go, all right, darling, come on, let's really negotiate on this and let's make it a yearly plan if you can. Very nice to do it once a year, and that's a really special time. She might grimace, but at that point you move forward, lie back and think of England.
I was seeing this girl. It was about 6 months in and things were going super well. And in the bedroom, we, of course, wanted to steam it all up. So we started talking dirty. Now, I'm not the most vocal, but was saying the standard, do you like that? Good girl, bad girl sort of stuff. And then thought I'd take it to the next level. Now, this is certainly influenced by porn, but I thought it would be hot to tell her to call me daddy. This backfired massively, as in the moment, as the words left my lips, instead of saying daddy, I whispered in her ear, call me Simon, the name of my actual dad.
That is so good.
She looked at me totally confused and shocked. I panicked and tried to carry on, which made things worse. I ended up apologising and having to explain the cock up, or in this case, the cock down. We laugh about it now. She never has called me daddy. And Simon has never found out.
That is until so now. Good. Yeah. Imagine leaning in with, call me Simon.
Call me Simon.
Awful.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
When Sophie feels a little bit like, oh, just not quite right or uncomfortable, she'll lie in bed at night and just do it in the sweetest way you do. She'll say, I'm scared. And I will be like, what? And she'll roll over and go, I'm scared.
Okay, fancy.
That's what you think. Yeah. And in my head, I'm like, okay, what is it? And she's like, I don't know, I'm scared.
I was like, I don't want to get a divorce. What was I thinking?
You were thinking we're going to get a divorce.
No, I actually said, like, I'm scared. I said, I've got 12 hours. I'm really tired and I'm scared.
She then puts it on me. She'll be like, I have the longest day tomorrow. I just don't have time. I just don't have time. And I'll be like, well, what do you want me to help you with? She's like, I don't know. Just stop it. Stop it. Stop trying to help me. And I'm like, oh my God.
All you have to do is go, well done, you. Also, by the way, I'm Scared comes from that movie.
Big Daddy.
Yeah. You do it.
See, I'm Scared.
Hi, I'm Liv Bentley from Celebs Go Dating and Crime Watch. There are loads of fit older people here. It was a bit like Crazy Rich Asians, as in, like, it was phenomenal. Did I shed a tear? No, because I was pissed. No, I didn't.
Has there been any gossip or any dirt of tonight that maybe you could share with us?
Oh, yeah, I saw Father of the Bride shagging. No, obviously not, I don't know. The night is young, the moon is out. Get your tits, flush them about. They made each other laugh so much. And in South Africa, when they first sort of got it on behind closed doors, they were just so cute together. And I remember Jamie used to giggle like a little schoolgirl, which I've seen Jamie in many relationships prior to Sophie. because I knew Jamie when I first joined the show. He was horrible to me, by the way. He was an absolute bellend. But no, but with Habu, he was so giggly and sweet. It was so nice. I've never seen him like that, and I've never seen her like that before. And they love anal, so yeah, it was great. Yeah, I'm not sure we can air any of that.
Pet peeves in life.
When you bend over to kiss the dog and your ball sack and paws are in my face and you have no shame. Oh, my biggest pet peeve about you is...
That's not about me. I meant in life. What is your biggest pet peeve?
Well, just give a few about you, because last night you demonstrated three and I was highly shocked.
What?
New Year's resolution was Jamie mustn't fart in front of me. The pooing with the door open still is happening. You poo on the phone to our agent and she knows, and then you flush the chain.
No,
yes, you do.
No,
I heard her on the phone. She go, Jamie, please stop calling me.
I went to the bathroom to take a pee.
Oh, whatever, it flushes. Shh. Yeah. It doesn't flush very well, let me tell you.
Okay, fine. What's the third one?
Your fresh fitness food stinks. Although I did eat your lamb kofters the other night and you didn't notice.
I know. Of course I noticed.
They are, oh, maybe that's why I'm feeling a bit poof. We weren't dating, I barely knew you, and I was dating Sam Thompson. We were in Croatia.
Yeah.
I was in the shower in my bathroom and I didn't have a towel, and they were all out filming for MIC. And I was like, fuck, I'll just run into Jamie's room and get his towel. And I got your hand towel and I wiped my face with it. I didn't know you. I did not know you. And I took it away and I was like, ha! And there was poo and there was no loo roll. And you'd obviously just wiped your asshole with the hand towel. And I'm so nice.
No, I
felt so ashamed and embarrassed for you. And we didn't know each other that well. I was like, I can't possibly tell anyone. So I kept it in the vault until this very moment. I wiped my face with your arsehole and your shit. It's honestly the worst thing I've ever heard. Scarred. I then ended up dating you. Like, what? I'm now married.
Where was I year was I born?
1984. 1964.
What?
1989.
1989. No. When? 19...
I don't know how old Jamie is. Honestly, people ask me. I have no idea.
How old?
31 or 38. I have no idea. One between
I'm not 30. You think I'm nearly 40?
No, no one would know without Botox. It's deceiving.
In a normal Father of the Bride speech, part of my duty is to introduce half of the bride to half of the people here who don't know her. But who here has not watched their friendship develop and blossom into true love on screen? Who here has not listened to Newlyweds podcast, which is super successful, although no filter applied? And we all know, certainly more than I wanted to know, about their arguments, anxieties, bowel movements, Jamie's piles. But I remember vividly after her first week of filming in Made in Chelsea, Jamie's name came up. And I remember this absolutely word for word. Sophie said, after 1 week, this is, said, I love him. He's so funny. I could marry him tomorrow. I truly believe you were meant to be together. Stars aligned, the universe conspired to bring you together, whatever you believe in. But I personally could not be happier that you two are married here together. So to Jamie, a big character with an even bigger heart, welcome to the family. I hope you know what you're getting into. And just so we're absolutely clear, as Father of Bride, I operate a strict no returns policy.
I was told to find true love, you must first find a true friend. And I have, without a doubt, found my best friend in you. You love a gossip, but you never judge. You laugh at my silly jokes and always comfort my insecurities. You're smart and clever in so many more ways than me, but you never praise yourself. You allow me to be center attention, but we all know who the real star is. But most importantly, you love me for who I am. I'm constantly asked every time I ever chat to people what my greatest achievement is. And I not really knowing what to say, but I can now say hand on heart, marrying you is and will be my greatest achievement I ever do. So I wanted to make some promises to you tonight. I promise that we will fight about silly things, but I promise to never go to bed angry. I promise I won't always check to make sure the loo is clean, but I promise I'll be there for whenever you need me. I promise that I will make you irritated with me, whether I deserve it or not, but I promise to always try and make you happy. I promise that I will forget dates in the diary, but I promise I'll never forget to put you first. I promise that we will have hard times, and I promise you they will pass. And lastly, I promise that I will love and look after you for the rest of my life.
Love it.
Oh my God, it makes me a little bit emotional.
Yeah, it makes me emotional as well.
It's been a ride, honey.
It's been a ride.
It's been a wild ride.
Guys.
And here's to another year of wild rides.
Another year of wild rides.
Who's getting on this wild ride with us?
Oh, you better hold
on. You coming on board, guys?
Clink, clink. Don't know why they're clinking.
As I'm climbing on board.
Is that the horse?
And off we go.
And off we go. Okay, here we go. Cling on tight, everybody, because it's going to be a wild 2024 year. We have so much planned. As always, please send in all of your stories. We want to hear your Christmas stories, your New Year stories, your wedding stories, your wild, crazy stories. Send it to at Newlyweds Podcast on Instagram or newlyweds@jampopproductions.co.uk. That's our email. Send it to there. And we can't wait to have the most amazing year with you guys in 2024. It's going to be incredible. We love you guys. If you're getting divorced,
good luck.
If you're getting married,
go do it.
If you're having a great beginning of 2024,
oh, I'm with you.
If you're having a slow start to
the
year,
don't worry, it's going to turn around.
And if you're going to get married this year,
oh my God, have the best time.
We love you guys.
We love you guys. Happy New Year.
We'll see you next Monday for the most amazing episode yet. 2024, here we go.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.